Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. In that first hour, we counted down our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2024. Our number one selection going to true trans icon Laura Jane Grace with her album Hole in My Head. You know, that album came out in February and it had been sitting with me at the top of the list for the remainder of the year, constantly waiting for something else to knock it out of the number one spot, and nothing did. And I am happy to include that as our number one for 2024. Now, in the second hour, we are going to celebrate the honorable mentions. These are albums that were close to making the top 10, but did not quite get there, but still definitely fantastic albums that I thought worth revisiting one more time before we do a full wrap up on the year. Unlike the first hour, in the second hour, these honorable mentions come in no particular order, but rather just, again, a celebration of fantastic music. So without further ado, let's dive into the honorable mentions for 2024. It is no argument that Annie Clark is somewhat of a musical renaissance woman, a Saint Vincent. She innovatively blends rock and jazz and electronics, classical touches as well. On her seventh album, All Born Screaming, released back in April, St. Vincent drives even further by drawing on an industrial grunge ska sounds. She is finding sounds to express the terror and the exhilaration of being alive in the world today, hence that title, All Born Screaming. Interestingly enough, as a side note, since releasing All Born Screaming back in April, St. Vincent has re-released the entire album completely sung in Spanish. She had to learn Spanish before actually recording the album. She just really loved the sound of the songs done in Spanish language. So, kicking off the entire hour of honorable mentions here on Girly So Groovy, it is St. Vincent with her album All Born Screaming. We are going to listen to the track Big Time Nothing here on Girly So Groovy.
I look inside. big time.
We've counted the top 10, and now we're celebrating honorable mentions here on Girly So Groovy. For their last two albums, Abibio Sound Machine has found themselves in our end-of-the-year collections, and they do it again in 2024. Abibio Sound Machine proves to be a perennial favorite here on Girly So Groovy. This London-based collective is an international ensemble who interpret classic African funk and disco through a modern lens. For their newest fifth album, Pull the Rope, the band sounds like a driving futurist funk machine. For that reason, I still wanted to circle back to them before the year was over as an honorable mention. We heard the title track, Pull the Rope, from Abibio Sound Machine. Another honorable mention is a newcomer that I think really reinterprets pop music. Drum and bass music made its way in the mid to late 1990s, known as a somewhat cold, dark, militant dance music. Yet nearly 30 years later, London-based singer-songwriter and producer Nia Archives manages to meld drum and bass and neo-soul into something originally thrilling, warm, fun and uplifting. It's a heavy task to do, but she does it oh so well. It was back in April when she released her album, Silence is Loud. Again, as part of our honorable mentions, here is Nia Archives with her song, Unfinished Business, here on Girly So Groovy.
For the longest time, I thought that I wanted to keep laugh. And then I realized I actually just don't want anyone to ever feel like laugh.
I'm finished business.
bringing you albums that are considered honorable mentions, not quite the top 10, but still worth revisiting here on Girly So Groovy as we wrap up 2024. That particular honorable mention is the only album included in this hour and last hour that was yet to be featured this entire year on Girly So Groovy. I was absolutely late to the Ali X party, but I am so glad that I just finally got invited. Ali X is the Toronto singer-songwriter who crafts clever left-field dance pop. As a songwriter, Ali X has built a varied resume, working with everyone from Mitski to K-pop group BTS to drag queen superstar Violet Chachki. But as a solo artist on the album She Makes, Ali X channels retro glam and synthesizer sounds on pulsing, provocative sounds songs. It was back in February that she released her third solo album, Girl With No Face. I thought that was an interesting title for an artist that is making a bigger career as a songwriter for other artists, but finally taking the reins for her own career as a singer. We heard the song Weird World. It's the opening track from Ali X's album, Girl With No Face. Continuing with honorable mentions, Brittany Howard is, of course, the vocal powerhouse and leader of Alabama Shakes, who has since launched herself into her own funky personal solo journey. Her second solo album, What Now, is the furthest from the rootsy rock Brittany Howard rose to fame with, but her creative risks pay off in really fun ways. It was back in February when she released What Now. Much of the album inspired from a breakup, and it is a breakup album of sorts, but the way that she writes, it almost takes on a whole new lens in this post-US election world. Here we go. It's Brittany Howard from her second solo album, What Now, with the song Power to Undo, here on Girly So Groovy.
Yes, I miss the way that you used to hold me, like I was holy. Okay, oh yeah, I know I used to miss the way you loved me. I'm not that lonely.
clear blue sky. They think I'm ice and they ask me why. I guess I want an alibi, but it wasn't right. It wasn't right, and she asked on sight. Cold weather with a clear blue sky. They wanna fight, but I told you twice. I guess I want an alibi, but it wasn't right. Self-reflective. Millie told me to be more selective, but I wanna be hard to my abandonment. Love issues make a sticky situation so subjective. Fuck, now you disposing of. Free me away like some rubber gloves. Use me once, wanna use me once, but me and I'm bundled with no drama. All this push and shove.
Celebrating and amplifying voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. In the second hour of the program, we have counted down the top 10. We're now focusing on honorable mentions. Lava LaRue is a perfect honorable mention. I felt like I discovered a whole new artist that I have a feeling will be featured on more years to come here on Girly So Groovy. When London musician Lava LaRue's makeup artist started drawing a large star on their face before shows and photo shoots in an effort to channel a lesbian Ziggy Stardust, it did not take long to build a whole world around this new persona. That was the genesis of their debut album, Starface, a celestial, sapphic, sci-fi adventure. How could you not include an album like that with a description like that in the honorable mentions for 2024? Lava LaRue's debut album, Starface, came out in July. We heard the song Push and Shove. Continuing with honorable mentions, this year saw the closest I think we will get in a long time to a new Portishead album. And what I mean by that is it is solo music from Portishead's frontwoman, Beth Gibbons. Beth Gibbons, of course, best known as the frontwoman to pioneering trip-hop band Portishead, but she is also an enigmatic and intensely emotional solo artist as well. Lives Outgrown, Her latest solo album, released back in May, sees Beth Gibbons returning from a long hiatus with gorgeously weathered songs that explore aging with absolute honesty. Again, the new album, Lives Outgrown. Here is Beth Gibbons with the song Reaching Out as part of Girly So Groovy's honorable mentions for 2024.
You said you will. You said you won't. If you don't, you stand alone on your own, reaching out, holding on.
Silence all.
bringing you yet another honorable mention with Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks. 2 years ago, Toronto singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album And Then Who Were Seen Dancing. That album was so close to making its way into the top 10. In fact, it would have been the number one selection. And ironically, the same thing happened this year. It easily would be the number 11 if I had done a top 11. New album Pomegranate that she released back in October possesses an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic songs. It is something that Tess Parks seems to be building a career on, and she does it oh so well. From the new album Pomegranate, this time we heard the song Running Home to Sing. Another album that was so close to making its way into the top 10 is from Rosie Lowe. I mentioned this in the first hour that Bandcamp is one place that I often can get recommendations for the show from, especially when they do their essential releases list. Well, back in August, Bandcamp included London singer-songwriter Rosie Lowe in their essential release list for all the right reasons. Her album Lover Other lives in between two times. On one hand, songs are wrapped in vintage soul textures, yet there's also a simmering, pared back R&B modernism to the music she makes. Rosie Lowe calls it a late night evening summer album, and she is definitely not wrong with that description. Here is Rosie Lowe as part of our honorable mentions with her song In My Head here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm
That last track was a bit of a last minute addition for our honorable mentions for 2024, but I am so glad I found room to fit it in. Reina Tropical is Los Angeles guitarist and singer Fabi Reina. Her electro revamp celebration of multiculturalism and diversity is delivered in joyous music form. And for that reason alone, I thought we definitely want to go back and revisit Reina Tropical before the year is over. Malegria was released in March. It's her debut album. We heard the song Cartagena from Reina Tropical. And again, I just felt like it was a great shade to add to the coloring box for the honorable mentions for 2024. We're going to keep things going. Time for a bit more honorable mentions. Katie Crutchfield, who writes and records under the moniker of Waxahachie, is one of those songwriters who instinctively brings honesty and vulnerability to her music. Tiger's Blood, her sixth album, proves to be an exceptionally warm and intimate folk rock album. Definitely gives me Lucinda Williams vibes. Here is Waxahachie with the song Bored here on Girly So Groovy.
Take it easy, honey. Catch me towing the line. Lost in a rollout play. Stuck in a video game. Armed with a safety pin. Overly confident. My skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all in the name of love. While you get the hang of a shade that suits me, it's not natural beauty. The line of duty collapses in me. Watch for the falling tide. Make an exit on this slide. Armed with a memory, surely will stay with me. Fragments of misery feeding off my body. I keep my eyes shut. Sage advice to rebut. A blind squirrel finds a nut. Mapping out the shortcuts. 20 questions. Dexterous protesting. And what a blessing. Saving, manifesting.
In the first hour, we brought you the top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of the year. And now in the second hour, it is honorable mentions. And here's why I love Guelph, Ontario, Outlaw Country Act, Nicolette, and the Nobodies. When was the last time you saw the country genre fronted by an Asian woman? Not only is Nicolette representing and pushing the margins, she is doing it with a passion for the songs and stage presence of 1960s and 70s country starlets like Dolly Parton and Patsy Cline. It is just such a fun album. The Long Way, released back in April, we heard the opening track, Better Days. Well, friends, that is a wrap on 2024. Remember that next week, it is our annual holiday extravaganza, a whole 2 hours of nothing but holiday and Christmas songs for you. Remember to stay in touch with the show all week long. Find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. We are also on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy, both ending with an IE. Also, if you ever miss a show or would like to listen again, remember that we are online. 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy can be found on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girly so groovy. Girly and Groovy, again, ending with an IE. You will find this top 10 episode as well as 9 other episodes just waiting for you to listen at your leisure, especially with the holidays coming up. Perhaps you want to get caught up with Girly So Groovy. You can do that. If you want to take us, if you're doing any road trips over the holidays, know that you can download the Mixcloud app absolutely for free. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for over 23 years now, proudly from the University of Windsor and the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM. And since then, has been syndicated coast to coast across Canada and down into the United States. No matter how you listen, whether it's your favorite community or campus station or through Mixcloud, I am the first to say I know that you have so many options of things to listen to. The fact that you make time to join me in celebrating and amplifying voices just makes me so happy. It is the best holiday gift anyone could ever get. Let's wrap this up. I've got time for one more honorable mention. Another album that was just featured for the first time here on the program just last week comes to us as an honorable mention. One musician making her Girly So Groovy radio debut is UK singer-songwriter Ella Raphael, who's known for gentle, forlorn songs dripping in influences like French pop and jazz standards. Her debut album, Mad Sometimes, is sweet yet wistful and haunting. I'm going to leave you with the song... you know what? Let's do this. The last song, Outro, I think is a great way to kind of do an outro ourselves in 2024. Although we'll be back next week with the with the annual holiday extravaganza. Wrapping up honorable mentions, here's Ella Raphael with her album Mad Sometimes and the song Outro. Thank you for tuning in. Coming.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating